I'm Rainey. Thank you all for letting me come and talk to you all tonight. It's definitely not a subject I'm proud of talking about, as I feel like I'm probably more on the other side of the forgiveness. I sought forgiveness because I pursued the divorce with my ex-husband. He actually went through divorce care here at Watermark, and as I watched that video just now, my heart was just almost breaks again. Knowing how much work he had to do to forgive me. So I kind of went through my testimony. It's a little like bullet points. I thought that I really needed to kind of share just my life story and the patterns that I saw as a child growing up, kind of where it led me into my marriage and inevitably into my divorce. So I'm 37 years old. I have two children, a little boy who's 12. He's from my first marriage, and a little girl who's 4. And I'm happily married for the second time and have been for 5 years. I don't remember my parents ever being married. They divorced when I was 5. My mom wanted a divorce. My dad did not. And I found out when I was 23 that my mom had had an affair. I do not know or remember the man. I remember my mom being gorgeous, athletic, creative. I remember my mom's temper, depression, strong and domineering personality, and her disdain for being alone. I had a sister who was 4 years older than me. I saw my dad every other weekend, kind of like the back and forth. He lived in Houston at the time. But my mom's temper and just anger kind of kept him at bay a little bit. It was just hard for him to be around, so I did not have much of a father influence growing up. My dad remarried when I was 8, and they had my little brother when I was 10. And my dad and my stepmom just celebrated their 30-year anniversary, so yay. My mom was single. She was going out a lot when I was young. She even took me to bars with her a couple of times because she said she didn't want me to think that she was going someplace bad. My mom dated a man for several years, and then they got married. We lived with them before they got married. And then they divorced a few years later. During this time, I went to church. We were Southern Baptist. I did the church camp thing. I was baptized at this time, but more so because it was a thing to do in fifth grade, and all of my friends were doing it. My mom and my family listened to Christian music. We went to church on Sundays, but I did not see anyone actually walking with the Lord. It was just something more that they said, but not something that they did. I also knew that I loved the Lord, but I didn't know how to walk with him. After my dad and my stepmom divorced, we moved several times, went to several different schools. We lived with at least two other men and several of her friends over the years. She dated a lot and was miserable if she was alone. "I hate being alone," is what I always heard her say. She thought she needed a man to be happy. I always felt that I was in the mother role, and she was the daughter. We were more like friends. Regardless, I was a happy kid. I had great friends, and my mom really did do a lot to make me feel special. And I don't look back thinking I had a terrible childhood, but I definitely wouldn't want my children to grow up like that. I started drinking socially in high school. It was a thing to do, pretty flirty. We were the good kids, cheerleading, things like that, very involved. But the summer before my 10th grade year, my sister died of a heart attack. I was 19 and she was 15, and understandably, my mom lost it and became extremely depressed and eventually quit her teaching job and rarely left her room for a while. I somehow was able to deal with it all because I had a strong presence of the Lord to comfort me. My mom and I used to fight because she would want to go to the cemetery and sit there and cry, and I just found no comfort in that. I can honestly say that I truly felt a presence of the Lord that was there protecting me. I remember writing poems. You know, when you're in high school, you have to do the whole poem series. And I remember writing a poem and talking about how I felt like that I actually had a guardian angel, and I knew that I would one day meet my sister in heaven. I can say that the Lord protected me, because I really could have gone into a dark place. I started getting involved in Young Life at the time, more of a social thing early on. The Lord was constantly tugging at my heart. I went on mission trips to Mexico, went to Frontier Ranch as a camper, and then ended up working there as a worker in the summer before my senior year. I recommitted my life to Christ for a while. And then when I was in 11th grade, my mom ended up leaving for a month or so to a Christian counseling camp, or Christian counseling treatment center in California, right around Christmas. I basically paid the bills, got myself dressed and ready for school, all along showing up in my cheerleading outfit and acting like everything was great and fine. I saw my dad every once in a while, but I was so into friends, school, boyfriend, that I didn't spend too much time with him. And my mom constantly reminded me how much she resented the fact that he was happy and she was not. I loved my dad. I do love my dad. I've always looked up to him. I've always wanted him to be proud of me, to seek his approval. He's a kind, sensitive, successful man. And as an adult, he's apologized to me numerous times for not being around more for me when I was growing up. For me, I can understand, because I was kind of my mother's caretaker, and I felt like I had to protect her, and so I chose her. I really got significance from boys. Drank a lot in high school, and most of my friends did. My friends and their family were my family, but most of them were divorced. Had power struggle with my mom, her temper. Never knew her bad luck, if that would be the next thing that drew her to, or took her to suicide. And then I moved to Denton and went to school. And when I was 18, I did not go to school with any of my best friends. I was on my own and had no direction. Same thing, did pleasure sorority and got involved in student government, but then it was boys, 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 boys. Christ was not a part of my life at all at this point when I was in college. I became more experimental with drugs, became more promiscuous, had a few short-term boyfriends, but nothing too serious. Ended up in a pretty destructive relationship when I was in college. When we broke up, I was heartbroken, lost a lot of weight, became pretty depressed. Now kind of see it's a pattern to what I saw my mom's past behaviors were when she was in and out of relationships. Once we broke up, I was very broken, and then I met my ex-husband 6 months later. I was just 21. So I talk about this part of my testimony is once I met my ex-husband, it was like I finally met someone who could take care of me. So when I met my ex-husband, he was in a very successful band. From the moment we started dating, it was flowers and trips and famous people and gifts and the vineyard in Mexico and tour buses and rock stars. And but he wasn't the typical rock star. He didn't do drugs. He drank very little. He was very respectful and kind, affectionate, trustworthy. He was very controlling in a way and made it awkward when I would come on tour with him with the rest of the band because he wanted things to be perfect for me. He was kind of the outcast in his own band. Everyone else, all the other members of his band would be up in the front of the tour bus partying, and he and I would be in the back hanging out by ourselves, and I would be like, what are they doing over there? I really wanted to be where all the fun was. I was never physically attracted to my ex. I kept telling myself that it didn't matter because he was so good to me, the kind of guy you would want to marry. I now know that I cared about him, but not in the way that he cared about me. It was more of a selfish love because I could finally let someone take care of me when I felt like I took care of myself and my mom all my life. We got along great, and I thought that that was good enough. When his band broke up, in 97, we got married in 98, and I was just 23. Wow. My mom ended up moving to Dallas to be near me. She became really close with us. His family kind of took on my family as her own. And once again, I felt responsible for my mother. During that time, so much changed. I was maturing, I thought. He was struggling with who he was outside of his music identity. He got into Tony Robbins and Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and all of this health self-help stuff that I didn't connect with and had no interest in. He became a vegan, all these different things, all to the point of kind of almost OCD, and I did not connect with this man at all. God was not part of our life. He was not really a believer, and deep down I knew that the self-help stuff was not the answer, although I had been far from my faith for years. We had our sweet son in October of 2000, and things were good for a while. Jordan was beautiful and sweet, and I adored him, and he was loved by many. But I became bored and uncertain as to who I was other than a wife and Jordan's mom. I'd never had a real job, and I wasn't in love with my husband. We were not sexually active for almost a year, and rarely after that because of me. The next summer, I thought that I just needed to get out, do some fun things, find myself, hang out with my single friends, and go places without my husband. And that was the beginning of the end of my marriage. It wasn't my husband's fault. He was and is a good man, a husband and a father. I just had no clue what marriage meant. Or commitment. I had no role models or guidance for that. All I knew is that I wasn't happy and I wanted out. Ended up going to Atlanta with some friends and ended up meeting a guy there that we had mutual friends. And I ended up having an improper relationship with this guy over email and phone. It was not physical at first, but definitely emotional. What I wasn't getting from my marriage, I got from him. This continued for several months until my husband found out and asked me to stop communicating with him so we could work on our marriage. I did, but I was heartbroken because I didn't want to be married to him anymore. Divorce was a total option for me, and I am ashamed and embarrassed about this now. We ended up separating that summer. My husband did not want to, but I did. And I put sounds familiar, like my mother. I got my first apartment by myself, my first real job, and I had a 2-year-old. Crazy. I also did not have the support of my family, really, during this time. At the end of my marriage had a huge effect on my mother and my relationship with her. She saw it as it was affecting her and her family. She had become so dependent on my family as she was the one who was still alone, and she still is today. My husband and I tried counseling, but I was done. Once I ended up moving out, and several months later, I ended up getting back and starting talking to the guy again from Atlanta. And we dated for about 6 months, but he never met my son. And ultimately, he did not want to date long distance and someone who had someone else's kid. The cycle began again. I was heartbroken, lost lots of weight. I was so lost, but this time with a kid. Very sad. I dated a lot and went out a lot at this time. Same old patterns of not trusting and walking with the Lord and still so lost. I was invited to Watermark by a friend of my ex-husband, ironically. He had become a believer at this time. I was kind of apprehensive about believing that he was truly a Christian at this time because he had been so in and out of the self-help things. I thought it was just another phase for him. But I can honestly say that he has become an amazing Christian leader of his home. And I'm so grateful for that. Ended up meeting my current husband now a year later. I call this section of my life the old me and the old Lee. I met my husband Lee at a bar. He was with his friends, I was with mine, and we were both kind of at the party scene at this time. I ended up telling him about my son and that I was separated, and I was nervous that it was going to be an issue at the time. We communicated over email for a couple of days, and then I felt like I was probably already in love with him on our first date because he was just handsome and funny, sweet. He came from a good family, and he said he was a Christian. That was very attractive to me. He was very knowledgeable about the Bible and doing Bible study with men, and said all the right things. Although he knew what was right, he never was really walking with the Lord when we were dating. Lee was the first guy to ever spend time with my son. He told me at the time he thought he was capable of dealing with a single mom, but it eventually became an issue for us. We went to church together, and we were trying to be better, but failed miserably over and over. We struggled with my jealousy, his relationships with coworkers and stuff. It was just a power struggle. We struggled with physical intimacy. He knew it was wrong and expressed it, but we still did it. I did not support him in that, and it made us easy to fall into temptation. We loved each other passionately, but had some pretty significant arguments and fights. We broke up once or twice at the time. My divorce was final that fall, and I was already serious with Lee. And here I put my ex went to divorce care. And when I think about what he had to do to kind of go through the process that we just saw in that video, and I was still so cold, and my heart was hardened. He eventually began dating his wife now, but before he did, he came to see if there was a chance for reconciliation with me, and I said no. They eventually married. So, none of the good stuff. So my husband and I now, we ended up breaking up, and because our relationship was not in a good place. We knew our relationship was broken and didn't know if we should be together. It was at this time we actually both turned to people in the church, and it really forced me to look at myself and figure out what I needed to work on. I was filled with guilt, and Lee was very judgmental. Lee had questions. Would he be able to have a blessed marriage if he married someone that had been married before? And I had questions as to why I wore the scarlet letter D for divorce. Why was my sin more greater than someone else's pride or greed? Just because mine was more tangible, because I had had a divorce decree, I still didn't get it. I really began to look at patterns of my life and address them. Jealousy, brokenness, abandonment, drinking, men, relationships, parenting, my mother, etc. I got an accountability partner here at Watermark, bought a new home, surrounded myself with Christian friends, started the women's Bible study, and really asked questions and dug deep into the church in regards to marriage, divorce, and remarriage. I began to focus on how I could change. What I figured out is that I couldn't do it on my own, that I needed Christ. Through some great counsel, I sought forgiveness from my ex-husband for the divorce and how I hurt him and failed our son. He graciously gave me his forgiveness. I went to his home, knocked on his door. He was already remarried, and asked if I could visit with him, and just told him I was so sorry and First John 1:5-10 is the part that talks about light, darkness, sin, and forgiveness. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. I finally got it. I finally knew what it meant, not just to say that I love the Lord, but truly trust in Him and the grace and forgiveness He has given me. Forgiveness is about getting your heart right with God. Lee and I didn't talk for several months, then slowly started communicating again. I think we loved and missed each other and saw the work we were both doing on ourselves and gave it another try. We both really started to live our life biblically, honoring each other the way we knew how and felt comfortable doing. We continued to grow and learn from each other and those people in our lives who are believers and who hold us accountable. I can truly appreciate where we are today and the path we took to get here. I know my life has been one long, sometimes hard lesson that God had planned for me so that I may have this testimony to share with people. That had I continued my life in the way it was going without Him and on my own, I would never truly be happy or fulfilled. But once I let go and realized my brokenness, He truly saved me. I still struggle with control and pride, but our home is filled with Christ, joy, and laughter. Lee and I now have a 4-year-old daughter, Ansley, and could not be happier. We do have a blessed marriage. My relationship with my ex is one that we constantly work on. My husband now graciously has taken over the lead in communicating with him in the harder issues, as I tend to still get emotional about them. I adore my son's stepmom. I always joke that if she wasn't married to my ex-husband, we'd be really good friends and hang out a lot. She's a wonderful person and loves my son well. Lee and I serve and merge and with a blend of family ministries here at Watermark, but we are constantly growing and learning in this area. My ex and I are very different, and it is sometimes hard for me to believe that we were ever married. It seems so long ago, and I was such a different person, a person that I am not proud of. However, he is a great father, a great role model for our son. He and his wife have 2 small boys who adore Jordan, and all of our kids play when we are all together at Jordan's functions. My ex actually baptized my son in our pool 2 summers ago. We were all there, our blended family. It is by far not perfect, but we all love the Lord and know it is no longer about us, but the love of our son and the love of Christ. My son and my husband have an undeniable love for one another. It's been a true blessing that their friendship and love has evolved to what it is today. I tell Jordan often that he is the best thing I have ever done. He brings us all so much joy. There is still a part of me that struggles with guilt in regards to Jordan and him having to grow up in a broken home. But he has adjusted well and is a great kid and has such a strong heart for the Lord at such a young age. My daughter, Ansley, is the light of my life. I have a love for her like no other, as I see so much of me in her and want to protect her from all of the mistakes I made. She will be our child that pushes the limits, but her spirit and sweet ways melt my heart. I am happily married to a wonderful man, and we are stronger in our faith than ever. He leads me and our family so well. He is an honorable man that I respect and who is truly my very best friend and a man of Christ. I feel I have been given a second chance at a blessed marriage, and I'm hoping we can now be good examples for our children. 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, we also comfort abounds through Christ. Thank you.